you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Mark and Pastor Jason are usually here today because it's Friday. Well, they're both taking a break. My name is Tim Nelson. I'm Operations Manager for Great News Media and WLUJ in Springfield. My wife Beth and I moved here on June 7th. We spent 17 years in northern Minnesota with a group of Christian radio stations that are much like what you hear on Great News Radio and WLUJ. We're originally from near the Danville, Illinois and Terre Haute, Indiana areas. So on this sixth day of August, hope you could stay with me for the next 20 minutes or so for music, scripture, and some thoughts here on Mark and Friends.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Elevation Worship with Build My Life. It's Tim Nelson with you on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. A friend of mine will say, after seeing someone making a decision that seems self-indulging or unwise, people do what they do. Well, at times, truth be told, we all follow hard after our own self-interest. I mean, I have times when I express that it's my way or the highway. Those decisions affect more than just me, and sometimes those selfish choices make an impact on people I'm the closest to. guess you could say I let the me inside shine a little too bright, so much so that at that moment it blinds me from doing what I know deep down inside God wants me to do. If you find yourself in that kind of situation today, would you let me share this word from Proverbs 12, verse 15? I need to hear it too. It says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." One of the strongest messages in all the Bible is the truth that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5 explains that as long as King Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him prosper. The good news is, he'll do the same with us. Even though people do what they do, remember this, our God, the one true God, is faithful and keeps his promises, and he will do in us what he does when we follow his lead. And that's where our hope can be found today. Daigle on Mark and Friends with Oh Lord. I'm Tim Nelson. Joey Kroll is a part of our staff at Great News Radio, WLUJ, and the Prime Life Times. Recently, he and I had a conversation about how there are times, whether we like to admit it or not, we all end up getting kind of stuck in our Christian walk.
Well, Tim, it's a joy to have you this morning. And what has God put on your heart for us this morning?
Well, I find myself getting stuck at times. Do you find yourself, you know,
all the time, man.
You've been in church for years. You're a pastor. But yet, aren't there times where you think, man, I am stuck. Hmm. I'm kind of stuck in second gear, and maybe I've been that way for a good while. Well, if that's you today, if you're wondering if God is still really interested in using you for his purposes, after all, he knows your past, and he knows my past, too. God knows exactly where we've been and what we've done. Yet I'm here to tell you this morning, it doesn't matter to him. What I mean by that is God's way more concerned about our today than our yesterday. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, verse 6, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him meaning Jesus, the iniquity of us all. The Apostle Paul says in the book of Romans, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So while we're here in this life, it's never, never, never too late to start living the life God designed for us to live. So remember, I forget that sometimes. Yeah.
You know, in 1 Corinthians, I think it's 6, that lists off all these sins, and it says, such were some of you, some of the greatest words in the Bible.
Well, no matter where you've been or what you've done, it's not too late if you feel like it is. When God created you, in fact, he planted a divine calling in you. At age 52, almost 53 now, looking back, I can see some of what God planted in me many years ago that he still wants to grow in me today. If I let him, if I make myself fully available to be led by the Holy Spirit, he will change me. He'll lead me to become what he wants me to be. As Scripture says, for his glory and my good. So today, please know this, whether you're 32, 52, or 92, it's not too late to make yourself available to him. And being available is surrendering the desire to live this day, this Thursday, like you've planned, and instead submit to his leading and let yourself be interrupted by his plans for you. That word submit, that's kind of today's S word. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a hard one sometimes. So there's areas in all of our lives where we're needing to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And it's vital to make some time today to ask God to forgive us for wanting our own way so many times. And then tell him we're ready and willing to set aside our own agenda to follow his master plan.
Amen. That's a good word today, friend. The Word of God says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, and hallelujah, the new has come.
I will sing forever of your love, come down with my hands to heaven, shout your praises loud. I was lost in darkness when you pulled me out. I will sing forever of your love, come down.
Friday on Mark and Friends with Tim Nelson for Mark and Pastor Jason today. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading in the book of Joel. It says, "This is what the Lord says, turn to me now while there's still time. Give me your heart. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish." Well, in our culture today, we're living in a spiritually dry climate, but revival will happen if we turn to, or in some cases, turn back to the Lord God wholeheartedly. Scripture bears proof that God sends revival anywhere and anytime. He just needs to know that his people are serious about it. He knows that we are when we live out Chronicles 7, verse 14. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land." Now, to the world, the phrase "turn from their wicked ways" may sound harsh or judgmental, when in reality, this is just straight up God's holy word. We need to take it ever so seriously today. God is full of grace, mercy, and forgiveness, but he's also holy, righteous, the Almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords. If we want him to bring revival to our land and in the hearts of our people, we just can't keep on living like we've been living. Today, may I challenge us to pray what I think may be two of the most powerful words we can pray? Change me. Perhaps someone is thinking, I don't want to be changed. There's nothing wrong with the way I am. Well, spoiler alert, there's something wrong with every one of us. God knows that. He wants us to come clean and admit that to him and change our mind about the way we've been living and turn to him. When we do that, watch out, because we may be on the brink of that revival starting.
We want our coffee in the lobby. We watch our worship on the screen. We got a rock star preacher who won't wake us from our dreams. We want our blessings in our pocket. We keep our missions overseas. But for the hurting in our city, would we even cross the street? But we want to see the heart set free and the tyrants kneel. The walls fall down and our land be healed. But church, if we want to see change in the world out there, it's got to start right here. It's got to start right now. Lord, start right here. Lord, start right now. I'm like the brother of the prodigal, who turned his nose and puffed his chest. He didn't run off like his brother, but his soul was just as dead. What if the church on Sunday was still the church on Monday too? What if we came down from our towers and walked a mile in someone's shoes? 'Cause we want to see the heart set free and the tyrants kneel. The walls fall down and our land be healed. But church, if we want to see change in the world out there, it's got to start right here. It's got to start right now. The Lord start right here. The Lord start right now. We're the people who are called by his name. If we'll surrender all our pride and turn from our way, he will hear from heaven and forgive our sin. He will heal our land, but it starts right here. We're the people who are called by his name. If we'll surrender all our pride and turn from our way, he will hear from heaven and forgive our sin. He will heal our land. It's gotta start right here. It's gotta start right now. The Lord started right here. The Lord started right now. It's gotta start right here. It's gotta start right now. The Lord started right here. The Lord started right now.
You're listening to Mark and Friends. Mark and Pastor Jason are off today. That's why I'm here. If you've just joined us, let me introduce myself. I'm Tim Nelson, the new operations manager at Great News Media Station WLUJ in Springfield. Hey, Mark wants me to be sure to extend an invitation for you to join us as we head out east to Philadelphia and revisit our American heritage as we reflect on our many blessings of this land during our Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia tour, October 3rd through the 8th. We'll see our country's history come alive as we view, learn about, and experience this great land together. It'll be a fun adventure where some lifelong friendships are cultivated, like always on these bus trips. Special days of learning will take place, a variety of food, of course, interesting people and places. To get more information and to register, just go to greatnewsmedia.org, greatnewsmedia.org, or feel free to give Karen a call at 217-367-7777. A lot of sevens there. 217-367-7777. By the way, the bus trip is over half full at this point, so be sure to let us know soon if you'd like to join us. We'd love for you to do so. Let me leave you with these words from author and teacher Lisa Turkhurst. She shares this word of encouragement on this Friday. Purpose is woven into every created thing, and you're no exception. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And today's a good day to start prayerfully asking God what was on his heart when he knit you together. Thanks for listening. Mark is back on Monday. Have a good weekend.